You are on Texas Standard Time.
There are a lot of people in Texas excited about growing hemp. The crop has big profit potential thanks in large part to the boom in CBD products. But experts are cautioning would-be growers to be very careful before they take a big leap. One of the reasons for that is that growing hemp is just one part of the equation. Another is processing it, extracting CBD oil or breaking the plant down so you can use its fiber. The problem is that, as of now, there are no hemp processing facilities in Texas. But that's going to change.
We're expecting the gin to process around 130,000 tons of Texas-grown industrial hemp on an annual basis.
That's Bill Pentak, the spokesperson for Panda Biotech, describing the capabilities of the High Plains Hemp Gin. Earlier this week, the Dallas-based company announced that it secured the rights to buy a 255,000-square-foot facility in Shallow Water, a cotton country town about 10 miles northwest of Lubbock.
We think that hemp crops are very complementary to cotton, and we can certainly see them growing side by side.
This is a big deal because while there's no shortage of Texans interested in growing hemp, Panda Biotech is one of the few players to announce concrete plans to process it. Doing so requires a substantial investment. You need a lot of space and specialized equipment to harvest hemp fiber, which you can then use to make everything from textiles to insulation, car interiors to hempcrete, a flame-retardant construction material. What the company's gin won't do, though, is extract CBD. Even though hemp early adopters in other states made a lot of money off CBD, Pentak said that Panda Biotech's gin will only produce the plant's fiber.
We think that using hemp for manufacturing applications, we think it's a growing market, and we think it's a more sustainable market.
The Texas Department of Agriculture will likely begin issuing licenses to grow hemp in February or March of 2020. Panda Biotech's hemp gin could be up and running by this time next year. For the Texas Standard, I'm Michael Marks.